Schaefer, the president of the Institute for Reforming Government. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Doing well. Good to have you on the show again. You are the president of this organization, right? I didn't just give you a promotion.
Correct. No, I am still, last I checked, the president and CEO. Yeah.
Okay. I thought so. I just wanted to make sure. So, first of all, did IRG do this analysis, and then what did you find?
Yeah, sure. I mean, we've been reading all this people moving all across the state. Think of COVID. Think of the shutdown. Think of the entire country kind of, you know, thinking about being remote and workers starting to kind of move to areas where there's lower tax. And I think we've seen, as you referenced, there's been so much data really from the IRS that just shows that people are moving to states like Florida, moving to states like Texas and Arizona. And one of the big reasons is they have no income tax, or other states have very, very low flat tax. So what our team of researchers was thinking about is like, well, what does it look like in Wisconsin? Because we know that Wisconsin's, you know, population over time has been stagnant. And what we found by, we did open records requests with both the IRS and the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. And we wanted to find data of people that are paying taxes and also people that are getting rid of their driver's license. Where are they moving to? Because all that stuff you have to disclose. So we were able to get all this really rich data that shows essentially, it's not perfect, but it's a pretty close proxy to out-migration. Mm-hmm. So when people leave Wisconsin, they change their status on their taxes. When people leave Wisconsin, they change their driver's license. And we were able to get a pretty good picture of where they're going. And we were able to get a hold of essentially data for over 92,000 people who left Wisconsin in 2021 and 2022. And we were able to see very plainly that the majority of the people that left Wisconsin for states that either have no income tax or a very, very low, much lower than us, tax rate and a flat tax.
So
we are able...
We can't know that all 92,000 of these people moved out of state due to high taxes, but it is pretty suggestive. When they moved out of state, they all moved to lower tax or no tax states.
Oh, correct. Look, I mean, and we put this up on Twitter, and you know, the left immediately says, "Well, there's people moving to Minnesota, and Minnesota is a high tax state." Well, of course, there's a lot of stuff going back and forth between some states like Minnesota. But the big picture, when you look at all of the data, the majority of people of Wisconsin, when they left our state, they were leaving for states that have no income tax or a very low flat tax. So we're looking at Arizona, Texas, Florida, Colorado, North Carolina, Tennessee, nine of the top 10 states where people that were leaving Wisconsin that were going to all had a flat tax or no income tax. Wow. And look, of course, there's a number of reasons why people move.
Right.
But income taxes are a main... You and I have been talking about this for the last few years. Income taxes are a main driver. And policymakers from both sides of the aisle need to wake up and appreciate that, because we are losing the title of our report... lost revenue. We're not only losing people of our great state, but we're also losing just wealth, just losing money.
Yeah, let's talk about that. The IRS and DMV data shows that 92,000 Wisconsin taxpayers left in a single year, taking over $4 billion in income out of the state economy that they were paying state income taxes on here. And so how much of a loss does that represent to the state treasury? Just in a single year.
Yeah, so we were able to look at some of the tax data that shows that, as you mentioned, there's about $4 billion of income that left the state. And I'll also add that $2.6 billion went directly to states that have no income tax or a flat tax.
Okay.
But we were able to do, back of the envelope math. I mean, nothing's perfect, but we're talking about roughly $400 million, so near $500 million in tax revenue, money that, you know, would, you know, go to government, tax revenue that has left the state because of our high tax rates.
Yeah, and this is also money. I'm sorry, it's also money that's not being spent in stores or going to charity, as you point out. And, you know, so as a state, we can't keep draining away residents and taxpayers like this. How do you folks at IRG? We're sort of running short on time here. I mean, how do you folks at IRG suggest we reform our tax laws in order to keep that money here?
So, look, our grand vision and something you and I have talked about is, we need to work every year to get towards elimination of the income tax. We think that if we are the first state in the Midwest not to have an income tax, we will be the economic hub, the powerhouse of the Midwest, and we'll actually be able to compete with states like Florida, compete with states like Texas. I think right now, given that we have a, you know, divided government, but we also have a near $7 billion surplus, and IRG Action is in the Capitol. We're having very good meetings with leadership, and we're encouraging them to go big. We're encouraging them to come up with, you know, we presented them with a number of compromise tax plans, but we really want to see over $2 billion in tax cuts. And we want to see about, you know, a plan that actually helps middle-class families, small businesses, and job creators, and eventually gets us one step closer to getting rid of the income tax.
Yeah. And you cite a survey from the Wisconsin Policy Forum that shows 6 in 10 Wisconsinites think our taxes are too high, and nearly 8 in 10, about 75%, support lowering the income tax as a fix. So this is the path you'd like to see Republicans in Madison who are crafting the budget take, I assume. But do we know how that would keep people from moving, or would keep more of that money here? I mean, this is, I know that you've got some Kroll research from UW-Madison, too, that suggests that this really would influence people's behaviors.
It influences behavior. It influences decisions that families make, that businesses make. It's going to keep more people here. It's also going to allow us to attract workers and families from other states. I mean, look, last year we traveled over 5,000 miles across Wisconsin, just doing listening, sessions. And, you know, whether you are a barbershop owner that we met with, off of King in the north side of Milwaukee, manufacturers in the Fox Valley, Wapaka, a paper mill in, Hayward, every single person that we talked to talked about taxes. We have a very high, tax rate that hits small businesses, hits middle class families, and it is imperative that policymakers, Governor Evers, or the Republican legislature, address this in the next couple of weeks at the peak of these state budget debates.
Yeah, and this is interesting stuff, and it validates my belief that once Republicans in Madison finally do lock in on a plan to reduce our income taxes in this coming budget, I think they need to try to make it as splashy and newsworthy as possible in order to make it clear to conservative lawmakers and that conservative lawmakers and candidates are listening to them and want to keep Wisconsinites here in Wisconsin. Just as good as the you know, run of conservatism that has been in Wisconsin that we've seen here, you know, we still haven't had a whole lot of focus on trying to keep Wisconsinites here, trying to keep retirees here, trying to keep young people here. And a big chunk of that is, you know, can they afford to live here?
Every time, every year that this tax code doesn't get addressed, we're going to see more retirees leave for Florida. We're going to see more young people leave, and we're going to see businesses leave. It's not all because of the tax system, but taxes are a real driver of this. And just think, when you have these people leave, you know, we referenced 92,000, that's money that's not being spent in stores. That's money that's not being spent in the community, local nonprofits and charities. And, you know, and if you're the left, my pitch to Governor Evers would be, you know, that's money that's not being paid to go into government here. I mean, this is, you know, a bipartisan problem that you know, they're going to have to address in the next couple of weeks as they wrap up the state budget. We would encourage them to go as big as you possibly can.
Well, thank you for being on, sir. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
C.J. Safer of the Institute for Reform in Government. It is 6:55 on WISN.